Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox. Now I gotta cut loose.
So bad that all they wanted to do was dance in this town? Did we have to make such a big deal out of it? I guess they did, otherwise there would have never been the Footloose movie or the Footloose stage productions. What we've all enjoyed so much through the years. The latest is just opened at the Marriott Lincolnshire and features our guests this morning. I will introduce Aiden Wharton, who plays Ren in the production. Aiden, welcome. Nice to have you with us here. Scoot up to the microphones a little bit closer. Lucy Godinez is Ariel in the show. Lucy, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
I think you may have jumped the highest when the Footloose song came on.
Me?
I mean, you all started dancing in your seats.
It's a bop. Yeah, it's totally a bop.
You actually elevated about 3 feet.
Yeah!
In the chair when that happened. Kirsten Hodges is part of the show as well. Nice to have you back with us.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here.
To see you again. Sarah Renicki and Monica Ramirez, welcome
morning.
To you both.
Hello.
Nice to have you. It's got to be so much fun, right? Being in a production like this. There's so much great music and, you know, it's such a fun story, right?
Yeah, it's a really wonderful production, and it's such a high-energy show that from the very first number to the very end of the show, it really doesn't ever let up, and it's just full of fun and energy.
Mm-hmm. I always ask people who do shows at the Marriott Lincolnshire or other In the Round theaters, is there a challenge to that? Having the audiences literally can reach out and touch you.
Oh, yeah.
And I imagine that they do, probably. Right?
We have yet to experience anyone trying to reach out and touch us, but I'm sure they would if they
But distraction,
could.
There's got to be distraction.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Because they're really, really so close, especially the people in the first couple rows. They're
right.
Fully in light.
Yeah.
So they're basically part of the show with us. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But also just being in the round where normally you might have some protection, or be able to step off stage for a second.
Zero protection, and we have a turntable, so that doesn't make things any easier.
Oh, so the stage actually also revolves.
Mm-hmm. I think also the challenge is just trying to make sure all sides are included in our action and dancing and stuff. That's definitely.
Now, how do you not get dizzy on those turntables?
That's you do. We're still practicing that.
I always say that when I watch my show. When I watch shows like that. Or, you know, like Les Mis, where the thing is always turning. It's like I would be nauseous for the whole show if it was me, which may explain why I'm not in theater at all.
But we're like banging our heads and doing tons of dancing on this round,
and standing on tables.
Well, it must take like an extra amount of physical endurance, I would think. I mean, and seriously, it's one thing to do everything that you need to do physically on a stage that's not moving, but one that is moving, it's got to be even more challenging, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And Aiden, for you, I would think, that much of the burden is put on you as kind of the lead of the show, right, Ren?
A fair amount, but even though Ren is the person who sort of is the catalyst for all this action, it really rests on everyone else's shoulders as well, because it's the whole catharsis, and we talk a lot about empathy in the show, but the catharsis for the rest of the cast, it's all their own personal journey. It's everything that they have brought through it, and I just am honestly so lucky to work with such a talented cast, because there's never a dull moment, and it makes the job really easy.
Occasionally we hear like real stories of little towns where dancing is prohibited. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like, oh, it's the Footloose story. It's come to real life. But there is sort of a timelessness of this story from time to time where, people or kids are trying to do harmless things, and a town or group will protest it and stop it. So, I mean, there is kind of in a serious way, a timelessness to the story too, right?
Yeah, and something that we talked a lot about kind of over the course of the rehearsal process was kind of how young people coming of age choose to express themselves and kind of learn more about themselves, and how dance in this particular instance is kind of the vehicle for self-expression and for identity, and how it's being free-spirited in this particular town, where being free-spirited is not necessarily, it's not conducive to free-spirited nature.
It's actually quite discouraged.
Exactly. Exactly. And like Aiden said, empathy and really understanding and caring for and respecting the people that are around you and how they choose to express themselves is also a huge part of it.
Yeah. One of the other things about this show, among the many things, is there is so much great music in as part of it. Do you have, like, you know, favorite moments in the show, favorite songs that you all perform in the show?
My favorite is Somebody's Eyes.
Somebody's so good. Eyes.
Holding Out for a Hero is definitely
we're gonna hear that.
Yes. Cast fave and audience fave, I think.
Yeah. 100%.
And Mama Says as well, which is Willard's song. Yeah. My love interest in the show. He's just extremely wonderful job.
Lucy, what about you? What's your...
I love Let's Hear It for the Boy, which is Monica's big song at the top of Act Two. It's Rusty, my favorite song. It's so fun. It's just exactly what it is. It's just fun.
It's a whole party.
It's just a party.
The audience
all
gets
inclusive.
Into it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's great. It's just fun to be on stage for that moment when we're all just dancing together and like we're all just having a good time.
I just want to hear it right now.
Miss Monica,
you ready? Sadly, we don't have the music for that. Aiden, what about you?
I think mine's the finale, because audience and
Footloose?
Everyone
Footloose, yeah.
Has been on such a journey with us, and it's just a time to have a party and
just include everybody.
Cut loose.
Yeah. You guys are all so free to dance once you come see the show. Come and join us dancing at the end. It's such a blast.
Oh, you encourage?
Oh, absolutely.
Get out of your seats,
Lincoln.
It's required.
It's
required. More like required.
Required. Yeah.
I like that.
So if people don't get out, are you like dragging people out of their seats?
Yes, we do. We will drag
them. That's when I slither down in my seat. Maybe they won't see the bald guy. Right there.
It's not required, but hopefully you'll want to get up and start dancing with it.
Yeah, one of the great songs in here is Almost Paradise, which is going to be the first song that you do for us this morning. Who's on Almost Paradise duty?
The two of us.
That would be Ren and Ariel, Aiden and Lucy. Are you guys ready to do this right now?
Yeah.
All right. So from the production of Footloose, that is at the Marriott Lincolnshire through June the 2nd. Here they are, Aiden Wharton and Lucy Godinez. Take it away.
Dreams belonged to other men, 'cause each time I got close, they'd fall apart again.
I feared my heart would beat in secrecy. I faced the nights alone. Oh, how could I have known that all my life I only needed you? We're knocking on heaven's door. Almost paradise. How could we ask for more? I swear that I can see you forever in your eyes. Paradise. I thought that perfect love was hard to find. Must have read my mind.
And all those dreams I saved for a rainy day,
ooh,
they're finally coming true.
I'll share them all with you, 'cause now we hold the future in our hands. Whoa, almost paradise. We're knocking on heaven's door. see forever in your eyes, paradise. And in your arms, salvation's not so far away. It's getting closer, closer every day. Almost paradise. We're knocking.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Let's hear it. Let's hear it for the boy and girl. sounded fantastic. Wow, that's nice. Beautiful.
Yay.
Good morning.
Nice way to start a Sunday morning.
That's right. Happy Easter, one and all.
That's right.
Yes.
Holding On for a Hero was the other song that you guys mentioned after the break. We're going to get to that next.
Alrighty.
Footloose is at the Marriott Lincolnshire through June the 2nd, 847-634-0200 or Ticketmaster.com or MarriottTheater.com for more info. Right back with more next on WGN. We've got some fun going on here this morning. Greatest line that's ever been written in music ever. He's my one man Romeo. Gotta love that. The greatest.
Hey.
The great Denise Williams in the original Let's Hear It for the Boy. Are you guys singing along?
Hey. It's hard not to.
Yeah.
And maybe he seems off key, but that's all right by me. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause what he does so well. Makes me want to, yeah,
sing.
Hear it for the boy.
It's a dance party. It is a dance. It's a full-on dance party up in here today. Yeah, the cast of Footloose is here. The show that's going on at the Marriott Lincolnshire. I had no idea I was going to be unleashing this today. The show's going on through June the 2nd out at the Marriott Lincolnshire. One of the other great signature songs to the show is Holding On for a Hero. And who is doing responsibility for this one as well?
We got four
girls
here.
Is this sort of like an ensemble, little all-girl ensemble?
Oh yeah.
They're our little girl gang.
Let's take it away here from Footloose out at the Marriott Lincolnshire. Take it away.
If I could only find a guy who would make the first move.
If I could only find a guy who, when he went to kiss me goodnight, took the toothpick out of his mouth.
If I could only find a guy.
Where have all the good men gone, and where are all the gods?
Yeah!
Where's the streetwise Hercules to fight the rising odds?
I'd like to know.
Toss and I turn, ooh.
And I dream of what I need. I need a hero.
Do, do,
strong, and he's gotta be fast, and he's gotta be fresh from the fight. I need a hero. He's gotta be sure, and he's gotta be soon, and he's gotta be larger than life, larger than life.
Wow, that's amazing. Yes, give yourselves a big hand. That was so great. You know what I love? While all the ladies are working their butts off in here, Aiden is just sitting back in the chair. He's grooving. He's relaxing. He's like, I don't have to sing. I don't have to sing.
Right.
But you thoroughly enjoyed every second of it. I could easily
we
tell.
We love you, Aiden.
You ought to go see this show, Aiden.
You should come sometime. We'd love to have you.
It's quite great.
We'd love to have you.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow, really beautiful. It's Footloose. That's at the Marriott Lincolnshire through June 2nd. You can go to MarriottTheater.com for more info, Ticketmaster, or call 847-634-0200. Lucy Godinez is Ariel. I'm going to introduce all the women first since Aiden did absolutely nothing. Lucy Godinez and Kirsten Hodges, Sarah Renicki, Monica Ramirez. And oh, yeah, Aiden Wharton is in the show also as Ran. Guys, thanks. You have two shows today, right?
We do.
Oh, yeah.
We sure do.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Really. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Amazing. We'll update news next, WGN.